What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Hot Shots. I'm JD Johnstone. With me always are my two favorite co-hosts, Houdini and D-Paul. What's poppin', boys?
Yo, how we doing?
Jedi, Dino, good to see you as always.
Now we're going to rank NFL power rankings. We're going to give our top five list. NFL's coming back. Preseason just started. I'll start us off. I'm just going to give all of my five. Number five for me, the New York Jets. I'm buying the hype, guys. I'm buying the hype, okay? Aaron Rodgers was all the talk this whole season. This is my one pick that's probably maybe a little out there to some. But guess what? The Jets are due for a season. They've always needed a quarterback, it feels like. Wilson sucks, and now they have Rodgers, so maybe they have some veteran status. They still have Rodgers that was an MVP not that long ago, so maybe he has something left in him. I think it's going to be exciting to watch them. They're probably going to be the team that everybody tunes in to watch because it's just been one of the more exciting moves, I think, in the NFL in a while. I think it's going to be hard for them to win the division, though, because you still have the Bills there. I think the Dolphins can be annoying at times, but I do see the Jets winning double-digit games this year, and definitely a team that nobody wants to face. Number four, I have the Cincinnati Bengals. All right, a little bit worried that Joe Burrow went down last week with a calf strain that the Bengals are calling it. I think it's a little concerning. They said he's going to be out several weeks, but they don't see him missing that much time. I'm curious to see if that affects him. Who knows? But if they don't have Joe Burrow, the Bengals are going to tank real bad. Number three, I have the Buffalo Bills. Look, they struggled last year in the wild card just to beat the Miami Dolphins. With Skylar Thompson as quarterback, they still got Josh Allen. I think they have a lot of returning pieces, so I think they're just going to be on top of everybody's list, but I don't think that they're better than the 2-1. My number two, though, is the Philadelphia Eagles. They were there last year. I think now we understand that Jalen Hurts is legit. That was a little bit of a question last year. AJ Brown has proved to be a top 10 receiver. The defense posted the most sacks that we've seen in 30 years. Their coach is a great coach. Maybe a Super Bowl hangover hits for them, but it's more likely the Eagles are the best team in the NFC again and are fully capable of another deep run. My number one, Kansas City Chiefs. Look, got to take down the top dog to be the top dog. They're the winners. Pat Mahomes is Pat Mahomes. Last season, trading away Tyreek Hill wasn't a problem for Mahomes. He had Travis Kelce nonetheless. But he went back to the Super Bowl and won the damn thing. And let's be honest, anybody who has Patrick Mahomes or Andy Reid employed, they're going to do pretty well.
Good list, man. We got a lot of the same teams. I'm excited to hear Dino's right here, too.
All right, so my top five, and this is the one that's a little bit of a stretch, but you know what? I like what I see. I'm going to go with the Jacksonville Jags in the five spot.
Okay.
I do think Trevor Lawrence is knocking on the door of being in that conversation of a top 10, maybe top five quarterback if he puts up, you know, legitimate numbers. He's done it before. Their wide receiver core is legit. Christian Kirk, Calvin Ridley's back, you know, minus the gambling. But I do think it's – and even watching Travis Etienne run is fabulous to watch, and they already have a legitimate defense. So it's a stretch, but – and there's other teams that I could put in there, but I'm going to go with the Jags at the five spot. Four spot, I'm going to go with the Bills, right? Like, I'm never betting against Josh Allen, ever. The connection that him and Stephon Diggs has – is unmatched, and we all know when you go into Bills Mafia in the playoffs and it's cold as shit, it is hard to win there. So I'm going to go with the Bills in the four spot. My number three, I'm going to go with the Cincinnati Bengals. Shout out to B-Li. Look, I don't care about a calf strain.
Ooh.
I don't care if he doesn't play the first 8 weeks of the year. That team will make the playoffs. I do think their offense is absolutely loaded. When you have a receiving core of Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and Tyler Boyd, right? Like, all he needs to do is throw the football somewhere. And not only to mention, Joe Mixon's probably going to run for 1,000 yards again. So do I think it's important that Joe Burrow plays all year? Of course I do. But do I think if he misses significant time, it's going to cost this team from making the playoffs? I don't. Even though they had a rough start last year and they were able to rebound, I don't think they did have a rough start last year, right?
Bengals, yeah. It was not like rough, but like it was definitely not up to expectations.
Okay. So even though that the Bengals kind of had a slow start last year, I don't think it's an issue this year, even if he misses time. But even with the calf, he could take the next 4 or 5 weeks off, and they'll be perfectly fine. My number two is going to surprise some people. I have the Chiefs at the two. And I know it's different, but and I know they won the Super Bowl, and I know they're loaded, and I think Isaiah Pacheco might be one of the most exciting players I've seen in sports.
Rutgers, baby.
Yeah, like I think he's really good. We know what their defense looks like, and anyone that's watched quarterback on Netflix knows that, you know, Patrick Mahomes is the real deal. Kelce is the best tight end, arguably, since what? I mean, Deepal, we could probably talk about this. I don't know, Jeremy Shockey in his prime.
Yeah, I mean, like he's in the Tony Gonzalez and Antonio Gates category for me.
Yeah, Jason Witten maybe. Like,
yep.
You know what I mean? So like, the Chiefs are my two. My number one's the Eagles, and the only reason why I could possibly say that they shouldn't be one is because they're getting that Super Bowl winning schedule, and it's the toughest schedule in football.
Yeah, it's tough.
But they're going to be playing playoff football all year long. Like, it's not going to be – they're going through the gauntlet all year. So I do think if they can get through the gauntlet, they'll lock up the one seed most likely again. Home field advantage in Philly throughout the playoffs is clutch. And I do think they get back to the Super Bowl, and I think they do break through because I do think Jalen Hurts is in that conversation of a top five quarterback.
Love it. We got a lot of the same teams here. I think, you know, starting off for me, number five, Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen's the second best quarterback in football. You know, they lose Tremaine Edwards, the quarterback of the defense, their middle linebacker. He went to the Bears. That will be a big loss for them. So whoever replaces him, maybe the defense takes a step back. I got a little hot take for you, though. Their first-round draft pick, Dalton Kincaid, is going to win Rookie of the Year. Fantasy shout-out, too. Dude's going to score 10-plus touchdowns. I'm calling it right now. Number four for me, everyone has a dark horse in the race. Mine's the Detroit Lions. I'm fully on board with it. I love Dan the Man Campbell. You know, Jared Goff takes a lot of shit for, you know, not always being the best quarterback. Had a great year offensively. I think they take another step forward. Amon-Ra St. Brown is legit. A lot of energy coming out of Detroit, and I'm fully on board with it. Number three, it pains me to say it, even though I think the Steelers take it all the way down with the Bengals for the AFC North. I think the Cincinnati Bengals, if Joe Burrow is healthy, Dino and Jedi talked about the calf strain. I think it's legit. I think that is something that can be a nagging injury and can really, when you look at the pass rushers that the Bengals have to go up against, if they're not on their P's and Q's against the Steelers, against the Ravens, against the Browns pass rushers, they're going to be in for a fit. So if Burrow is healthy, I think they're a legit contender. If not, Trevor Siemian just doesn't do it for me. I don't think he can carry the torch.
He's number ass. Two.
Yeah, not good. Number two, Philadelphia Eagles. I think Jalen Hurts takes another step. He's a stud. He's legit. Miles Sanders is out, but DeAndre Swift, the Philly boy, is in. I think he has a monster year. I think the biggest loss for them is Javon Hargrave. Absolute stud D-tackle. Went to the Niners, who are missing from all of our lists, by the way. I'm assuming for the question at quarterback with Purdy and Lance.
Yeah.
Number one, Kansas City Chiefs. Three words. Mahomes, Kelce, Reed. They're legit. I think they're the best until someone knocks them off.
Yeah, and real quick, just to kind of mention that Niners situation, I'm not so sure it's not Brock Purdy's team.
You know, I think it is.
Yeah, I agree with you. So I do think you need to figure this out sooner rather than later, because come trade deadline, someone's going to be knocking on the door for a quarterback, especially like the Commanders. As of right now, they're still called the Commanders. But, you know, if you can go out and acquire Trey Lance or Brock Purdy at the deadline or even after the year, it's going to solve a lot of issues come draft time. So if you have to give up draft capital, and that's a quarterback situation that's kind of up in loop right now.
Like, new ownership organization for the Washington football team as well. So, you know, like, they want to go and make a splash and make a big splash in free agency somewhere.
Yeah, I think that might be the move, but you know what I mean? Like, I forgot about DeAndre Swift going to the Eagles. That's a big loss for the Lions, but I do still think the Lions are going to be extremely competitive. That division's going to come down to them and the Vikings.
Right, and I love it with A-Rod going out of the division. It's the first time in, you know, a decade and a half that they actually think they got a chance.
Yeah, and I'm not even and to be honest with you, like, I'm not writing off the Vikings either. I do think Kirk Cousins is a legitimate quarterback.
That offense is legit. Yep.
You know, but I just, when I look at the NFC, outside of the NFC South, it's loaded. But when I look at the AFC, there's not a word to describe how loaded the AFC is.
Yes, it's crazy.
So, you know, if you take, you know, your power rankings and you have to do a top 20, you know what I mean? Like, the whole AFC might be in there. Except maybe the Raiders.
That's going to be all for us here. If you ever need to keep up to date with your sports news, then Hot Shots Podcast is the place for you. So subscribe and follow to all of our channels at Hot Shots Podcast on all platforms. Other than that, we will see you next time.